On the 4th and again on the 14th, the school was evacuated and searched. No explosives were found either time. Sheriff Bryant says there's no indication the two incidents are connected. Similar, he said, but other than the fact that the same school was involved, there appears to be no relationship. The suspects are both juveniles, so their names won't be released. Commonwealth's attorney Wayne Emery told Northern Neck News law enforcement is considering appropriate action. John Ogle, WCVE News.